This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the trust in Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the trust in Allah in the Islamic lifestyle. It is necessary that when we talk about the ethic and the training perspective of our children to having the Islamic training of our children, we teach them to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This trust in Allah is very important because when we know that our children are trusting upon us, and whatever we say, they do. Whatever we give them to eat, their clothing, their living, even obviously in one house when they are with us, they feel safe. They trust us. Similarly, we need to build this trust between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the duty of the parents to teach their kids how to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the reasons why it is important to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that because in the Quran chapter 5th verse 23, Allah said, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And upon Allah, therefore you all trust if you are the believers. Means that Quran says that the signs of the true believers is that they trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that, in other words, if someone does not trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that he is not a true believer. Therefore, when we want our children to be the true believers, then they must trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to teach them and tell them about its importance, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said that it is necessary that we need to trust because we need to teach this to our kids if we want our kids to be a true believer, if we want our generations to be the mu'mineen and to have an Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the trust, obviously the first question that pops up in the mind is that what is the definition of the trust? According to Shahid Murtada Mutahhari, one of the scholars, great scholars, Shahid Mutahhari, he says that the trust means that a man or the human performs the thing that is true and he performs which is right. And in this thing, he trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is the support for him. Obviously, he provides the support. He is at his back. And he is just performing the right thing which he has to do. And the right thing should be done by the mu'min without any hesitation, without any fear, and trusting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting him because he is obeying his commands. And that's why the tawakkul itself is the security that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with us. He is always supporting us. He is at our back. He is supporting us. And when we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we have the most powerful entity, then there is no fear of anyone. Then we should not have the fear of anything or anyone, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.